On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from the E! Show, Eric and Jesse, country singer Jesse James Decker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. So nice to see you again. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy for you. That's awesome. Just announced baby number 3 on the way.
Yep.
Now, was it something that you were working on or a bit of a surprise?
You know, we had been having a lot of conversations about it. I will say, I knew that Eric really wanted a third baby. I was more on the fence. But I finally...
Yeah, much easier for the guy. Yeah,
yes.
Let's go.
It's unbelievable with Eric. He's just always like right on time. I finally said, okay. Like, it was in July. I was like, okay, we'll have another baby.
And then boom, touchdown. Boom.
July, I got pregnant. I'm like, you are unbelievable, man. You're just timing. It's just, you know, it's just
always
he
knows how to find that end zone.
He does. He knew. He had a plan.
And how old are the other kids now?
They are 2 and 3, 17 and a half months
apart. Oh my gosh. So that is going to be a wild, fun household right there.
Yes, I will have 3 under the ages of 4 by the time we have this one.
Oh, so much fun though. They get to grow up together. The holidays are going to be awesome.
They do. You know, I had this conversation with someone, even though I had Vivianne by herself for 17 and a half months of her life. In her mind, she will never remember what life was like without her brother. She just thinks they were always there together.
Right.
It's kind of sweet.
It's funny because my daughter's 3 years older than my son, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget when we brought him home and then she said to me, is he going to stay with us?
Oh, my gosh.
Because when you get a couple, they get a little jealous, right?
That's
here.
She
goes, is he going to stay with us? I go, yeah, he's going to be here for a while.
Oh, we're going to keep him, honey.
So it's like, yeah, we're gonna keep him. And you have a boy and a girl.
Yes, I do.
And do you know what you're having?
I do,
Are you saying?
I'm not saying yet,
but
we're really excited about the gender God has chosen for us.
Well, it's 50-50. It's either one.
We're happy with either one. Because we have one of each.
Yeah, so it's tiebreaker.
We could see the scenario with either one, but we're really happy with what we're having.
Yeah, we're kind of going for a tiebreaker ourselves. We're going to give it till this year. If it happens, cool.
So
and if not,
two.
We have two. I have
a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. And if it happens, yes. And you know,
how
not, well, then we're ready. He just turned 4.
Oh, goodness. You got to do it now,
4.
Then.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm getting it.
We got that little, I got like that little, those little windows in between right there.
I know. You got to get that timing now.
Yeah, I
got
to get the timing going right now. So you recently dropped your second album, Always a Working Mom, Keeping Busy, Southern Girl, City Lights. Where'd you find the inspiration for these songs?
You know, I am a Southern girl and I do travel to the city lights and I do my work. But, you know, in the song I say there's still no place like home. There's nothing like that Tennessee breeze. So I think it's just a way of saying, yes, my dreams have come true and I am a working woman, but I still have those humble roots. And my sister actually helped me come up with a title. She had a blog called Southern Girl City Lights and she let me have it.
Nice. Is most of the family still back in?
Yeah, my whole family actually is in Tennessee, in Nashville. My brother and sister are there with their significant others. And my mom and dad are 3 hours south in Georgia. They'll make their way to Nashville soon.
Okay. And so where do you spend the holidays?
Everyone comes to my house because football season. Eric and I are unable to travel. He can't go anywhere.
Well, that's
so
nice.
They got to come to us.
They come to you.
Yeah,
right?
It is really nice.
Yeah, especially with the kids being so small.
Yes.
As you know,
you
traveling.
We can't go anywhere.
Right, exactly. Do you enjoy having the cameras around? Are you used to it now?
You know, I think the good thing about cameras is there is such a set time. It's not like I'm sure how reality shows were 5 years ago, 7 years ago, where they were just
constantly,
always
right.
around waiting for the moment. It's very strategic. They film from this time to that time, get what we need, and then we're done. So they've made it's easy, even easier this time than it was season 1 and 2 because we took a 3-year break. So it's even better.
Yeah. And I guess personally, you had to really be happy that your husband's getting to play for the Titans now,
oh,
right?
I'm so happy. We were a little shocked with him being released by the New York Jets since we had 2 years left and he had such an incredible year. I mean, I think he had like 12 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards the season prior to getting injured. And so I was a little thrown off, but they are cleaning house there and they have a plan and the Titans really enticed Eric. He loved the organization and the plan and the offense. So we just kind of did it.
Yeah, it works out great in the city.
It does.
In.
Oh, it's amazing. We're so happy to just stay home.
I bet right there. And Halloween, of course, being right around the corner. What are you dressing the kids as? Or do they know what they want to
be? Yeah, we know. So Vivi's obsessed with, she's obsessed with The Grinch, the movie The Grinch. She has made me play that movie probably 100 times. In the middle of July, we're watching The Grinch.
They love repeat viewings.
It's like, we're like, Vivi, my God, not another, we're not watching The Grinch anymore. Right. She loves it. So she's going to be Cindy Lou Who.
Okay.
Eric is going to be The Grinch.
Oh, so it's a whole family theme.
They're going to do their thing. There's nothing else for really Mean Bubs to do. Bubby wanted to be Mickey Mouse, even though he calls it Minnie Mouse. We're like, it's Mickey. And he corrects you saying it's Minnie. He's going to be Mickey Mouse, and I will probably end up putting on some Minnie ears and be his Minnie.
There you go. Yes. There you go, right there.
What are you guys going to be?
Well, my daughter now has like costume changes. She's really into the Descendants. God. I don't know. So she's going to be Evie from the Descendants, and then she's going to be a Minion at one point.
Oh my God.
My son, well, we're going to be Super Mario and Luigi.
He's going to be Luigi. It.
I got a picture. I'll show you the picture. And then he wants to be, now he wants to be Dark Vader. He got into Star Wars recently.
Oh my gosh. So they'll have multiple costume changes.
Yeah, they got multiple.
I'm sure you have multiple parties to go to so they can switch it up.
You know, they do school one thing, then we trick or treat another thing. I'll bring them to work. So it's a whole other thing. But that makes it fun with all the holidays
absolutely.
And stuff. It makes it so much fun.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, okay. Quick answers. All right. Current song obsession.
Oh, okay. Besides my own.
Yes.
I would have to say Post Malone, Congratulations.
Hey, okay. TV guilty pleasure.
Oh, besides Sex and the City and Friends, I always give that answer. I love Naked and Afraid right now. And I'm watching The Menendez Brothers.
Oh, yeah, The Law and Order. Is it good?
It is so, but I love movies. I love shows like that. It is so good. It's such bad boys.
Yeah, no, they were bad. They were bad. I remember that went down. My wife loves those too. Women love murders. They do these crime shows. Women love.
They love crime.
And I love them more when
they're
pregnant.
They're all plotting. Oh, when you're pregnant, they're
I
love.
I gotta tell you this really fast.
It's a hormone thing.
The hormones. Yes. So the first time, my first pregnancy, I was obsessed with Snapped. That's all I want to do is watch Snapped. Well, I'm really pregnant. Eric and I are taking a bath because we had this big jacuzzi in our house in Colorado. We had this big bathtub and I'm about to go underwater because I'm getting my hair wet. And all of a sudden I sit back up and I'm like, and he goes, what? I was like, I just had a vision that you were going to drown me. And he was like,
oh my God.
He goes, you are done watching that. And he said, shit, you're done watching it. It's done. This is crazy.
That's
I was like,
hilarious.
You just had this vision. He's like, this is not Snapped, Jess.
I know. My wife will come up with some crazy stuff too. It's like, oh my God, I had this dream. Oh, she wakes up all mad that you were doing this and you were going to kill me. Oh my God.
I'm
like,
oh, I know. Just
right
blaming
there.
On the bad dreams.
That's yeah, right.
I'm like, I had bad dreams. That's why I'm behaving this way today.
What was your nickname growing up?
It was always just Jess, but my sister when she was little couldn't say Jess or Jessica, so she called me Lala.
Lala.
And now I have it tattooed on my hand.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it stuck.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
I loved Enrique Iglesias. And now I love Javier Bardem.
Oh, look at that with the Latin flavor.
I think I'm Latino like in another life. I'm obsessed with the culture and I love the men. Eric looks Latin, so I kind of went
yeah,
with
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I feel that those are both cool guys,
yeah,
too,
they
by the
are.
Way. Both those guys cool. All three of them.
Yes, yes, yeah. They are.
Very first car.
Toyota 4Runner, 1997.
Oh, that's a good first car.
Yeah. Really? It was like $3,000. It was awesome.
Yeah, and it lasts forever.
It did.
Yeah. Least favorite word or phrase?
Probably some of the Instagram trendy things going on. All of those things annoy me.
Do you use the filters? Are you a big filter girl?
Yes.
Like the bunny ears.
Oh no,
not like the Ludwig.
Not like Hefe or whatever.
Not like
Hefe,
yeah, not like the, like you know, like the
Things that turn you into an animal.
Yeah, like the bee, the bunny ears, da da da.
No, not really big into that.
That's good.
That's good. We had a thing recently, like, after the age of like 12.
No, I keep it simple.
Yeah. My
throw like a gingham filter on there or something.
There you go.
That's
throw
it.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Well, Eric and Jesse airs Wednesdays on E! And you can follow her on Twitter @JessieJDecker. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.